Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chagiga. Mishnah Zion deals with the ramifications of the fact that we treat Amei Haaretz on the regel as if they were Chavirim, that temporarily we suspend the Gezerah of Tumah on Amei Haaretz, and we treat them as if they were a Chavir, and they were careful about Tumah and Tara. And there are ramifications to that for after the regel. And so Mishnah Zion tells us, HaPoseach es Chavito, if a shopkeeper opened a barrel of wine, right? He opened the barrel of wine on the regel to sell the wine. And of course, it was touched by many Amei Haaretz over the course of the regel, the barrel. Or a baker, v'hamatchil be'isaso agav haregel. Or a baker who sold baked goods over the regel, which were undoubtedly touched by an Amei Haaretz. Of course, on the regel, these things are not a problem, because on the regel, everything is tahor. The Amei Haaretz are considered to be tahor, and therefore anything you touch is not a problem. However, what happens when the regel is over? What's the status of these things now? They were touched by an Amei Haaretz, and we know that an Amei Haaretz is generally not trusted. And this morning, when the Amei Haaretz comes down for breakfast, we're going to have to be careful around him because he is considered tame. So what's the status of the wine and the baked goods that we've been talking about here in this Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmor. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what? You can finish that barrel or that bag of pastries, bechezkas tahara. It started out tahor. It hasn't been touched since then, so it's still tahor. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though it's after the regel, we don't have any retroactive ramifications, and we can continue to consider it tahor, just like we did on the regel. The Chachamim omrim lo yigmor. The Chachamim say, no, that's not true. You cannot finish it patahara. The Amei Haaretz were considered tohor for the regel, but only for the regel. That was a special kula during the time of the regel. Now, after the regel, the things that were touched by an Amei Haaretz, even over the regel, must be considered tameim. And therefore, this wine barrel is tamei, and the baked goods are tameim. The halacha follows the Chachamim. Okay, so retroactively, anything that was touched by an Amei Haaretz over Chol HaMoed has to be considered to be Tameh. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Mishavar HaRegel, once the Regel ended, Hayum Avirin Al Taras HaAzara, they would take all of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash that might have been touched by an Amei Haaretz, and they would have to take them out of the Beis HaMikdash, well, out of their place in the Beis HaMikdash, and tovel them in the mikvah. The details of this we will be talking about in the next Mishnah, in Mishnah Ches. But this is what they would do after the regel, because these things might have been touched by an Amei Haaretz over the regel. Wasn't the problem on the regel. Everything was nice and tahor. But now, after the regel, we have to be machmir again. We have to revert to the gzeiras chachamim that we always treat an Amei Haaretz and anything he touches as if it were tamei. Now, the Mishnah tells us, though, Avar HaRegel B'Yom Shishi, if the regel ended on a Friday, really meaning if the regel ended on a Thursday, so that the first post-regel day is Friday, so Lo Hayu Ma'avirin, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. They would not remove everything and take it to the mikvah on Friday, because it's not covered for Shabbos. They had to get ready for the Beis HaMikdash. They had to get the Beis HaMikdash ready for Shabbos. And therefore, we extend the time frame of this kula, at least the retroactive part of it, until after Shabbos. And so for Friday and Shabbos, we continue to consider everything as if it was tahar, just like it was on the regel, provided that an Amei Haaretz doesn't touch it now. And then on Sunday, we will be Mavir al Taharas HaKodesh. Then we will take all of the utensils of the Azara and take them to the mikvah, because they are retroactively tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af lo b'yom Chamishi. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you know what? Also, if it's Thursday, meaning Yom Tov ended on Wednesday, and so now you have Thursday and Friday to get ready for Shabbos. He says, you know, when you're finishing the regel, she'en l'kohenim ha'kohenim p'nim, the kohenim don't have time. Even when the regel is over, there's a lot to do. The basement has to be physically cleaned. The ashes on the Mizbeach are this huge, huge, huge pile that have to be cleaned up. There's just stuff everywhere. For people, the whole of Am Yisrael was there for a week. So we got to clean up. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if Yom Tov ended on Wednesday, and so now we have Thursday and Friday, that is still not enough. And therefore, we would extend the retroactive Tara, even according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says that it goes forward, but even that's only for the food. In the Beis HaMikdash, he would agree here, but he says we extend it even if it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, until Sunday. The Halacha, of course, still follows the Chachamim, and they would extend it if it came out so that they would have to do it on Friday. They wouldn't do it on Friday. But if they had Thursday and Friday, they would do it on Thursday, and they would finish the cleanup before Shabbos on Friday.